In the studio with us today, we've got Dr. Wes Davis from the, he's the superintendent of the West Plains R7 School District, and you brought along
this is
a
Matt,
young man with you here.
Yeah, this is Matt Orchard. He's the Director of Human Resources and Student Services, which sounds like a lot of stuff, and in fact, it is, because I did that for a few years, so he pretty much takes care of everything from staff to facilities to just about everything.
And he's got his hands full right now because there's a lot going on right now.
We do. We have a lot of stuff going on, and that's why I kind of wanted him here today to kind of share that with everyone.
All right. Well, let's don't hesitate. There he is. How are you, sir? We haven't seen you in a while.
It's been a while since I've been here, Rick. Thanks for having me.
No problem. Now, just start at the top of the list and tell us what all is going on over at the school.
Sure. During the summer, it's an opportunity for us to really get a lot done with our facilities. And our focus right now has been safety and security updates. And we also have a couple pretty large projects happening in the district. But with safety and security, we've added a new awning out at South Fork Elementary. And we've also made a commitment over the last few years to add new doors in multiple facilities. So we've continued with that project in multiple buildings, including at ZPA. And then also we just finished a project at Zizzer Pride Academy with a new secure entrance. So now all of our buildings in the district have secure entrances in them, which is a really great addition. We've also added several fences and gates, again, really just focusing on safety and limiting access to our campuses, providing a safer environment for our students and staff. And then a couple of our larger projects on the high school campus right now, we are connecting the main high school building to East Wing. So again, that limits access, but it also encloses those hallways. We'll get a new classroom out of that project as well. So if you go by the high school campus, you will see that project. And then at our baseball facility, we are renovating that baseball facility. So it will not only be baseball, but in the future will be baseball and softball. So we're adding turf on the baseball field. So in the fall, it will be our softball complex. In the spring, our baseball team will have really a state-of-the-art facility to play on. So we're very excited about that project. And then the last one I wanted to talk about that's currently happening is a new scoreboard at the stadium, at the football stadium. We had some weather and some lightning hit our scoreboard last summer, and so we're able to install a new scoreboard. So very excited about that project as well.
All right. Now, when do you expect all these projects to be done?
Well, we're very hopeful on most of them that they will be finished by the time school starts. And I do believe that most of them will be. It's possible the baseball field might run into September, but we're very hopeful that our softball team will be playing on that turf this fall.
All right. Anything else you got going on over there? Because you're the man. I mean, you know what's happening.
I would certainly be remiss if I did not take the opportunity to talk about openings that we have available in the district. We have a few certified positions, but most of those are filled. But we could always use paraprofessionals, definitely could use custodians right now, and then we're always looking for bus drivers as well.
Now, we'll give Dr. Davis this next question. How many folks did you have retire this year?
I think it was right around 10. You know, it was quite a few retirees, actually.
And have you got their spots filled?
I think pretty much we do. We had one teaching opening from one of the retirees, but I think it, and Mr. Orchard might not know this yet, but I think it might have got filled yesterday.
Okay. So anything else the school needs?
You know, we're doing good. I do ask for a little bit of grace right now as we go through these construction projects at all the buildings. And like Mr. Orchard said, this is the time of year that, to be honest, we really get busy. Not that it's not busy in the fall or the spring, but, you know, a lot of people think, you know, when it's summertime, it's, oh, you can relax a little bit. But a lot of these projects have been planned for a year or 2 years. You know, we try to, like he said, try to knock them out the best we can.
And we were talking before we went on, you've got a couple of new buses that are ordered, should be on the way.
Yeah, we actually ordered those last June or July. That's how long the wait has been for this. We actually ordered two of them for this year that we're in right now, and then two for next year. We were able to lock in a pretty good price if we did it that way. But as with anything, it takes a very, very, very long time to get them. So we're expecting two of them any day now.
And we're going to venture away from what we've been doing usually.
Yeah. Well, first of all, we did go to a different brand. We're going to internationals. The district's had some internationals in the past. But something that I'm kind of excited about is we aren't borrowing money to do these. We're not doing them on a lease purchase. We've been pretty good recently on spending, and we're going to just write a check for these. And you know, kind of my goal is to get the district as much out of debt as I can.
All right. For somebody who does not know, and I know I've probably asked you this in years past, on these buses, about how many miles do you put on a bus in a year?
Well, it depends on the route or if it's a trip, but there's some that probably put 20,000 on a year, if not more. A couple of those trip buses that we use now that are going to go into the routes, they have over 100,000 miles on them. We've got buses that probably have right now that have 50,000, but we probably have some that are 200,000.
And if you take care of them, they'll last.
If you take care of them, they'll last. A lot of our buses go on gravel roads, and some of the roads are a little rough. But then some of them never touch gravel except at the bus lot. I think we try to rotate those around to kind of help that out too, especially with the mileage.
Okay. And one thing that Mr. Orchard didn't elaborate on is you had a project there in the bus yard. Can you tell everybody what was going on there? Had all that equipment in there doing some digging?
We've actually had three projects in the bus lot, but I know what you're talking about. But I want to hit on all of them. First of all, we reshingled two buildings over there that were in pretty desperate need. And then our own maintenance crew, they painted a couple buildings over there. It looks so good. And you've probably seen, we've been trying to paint a lot of these outer buildings to try to make the campus look better. But last was what I think I know what you're talking about was fuel tanks. We had both a diesel and a gas fuel tank, underground tanks. If I remember right, early 80s, 81 or 83 or something like that, they were put in. We're kind of concerned about them at the age, and we actually had those removed, and we're going to go back with above ground tanks. A little bit more environmentally friendly and just make sure everything's okay.
All right. Anything else we need to talk about?
I don't think so. We're doing good. We appreciate the opportunity to be here as always. So,
and folks, watch out around the schools because you got a lot of kids over there doing the summer camps and stuff. So a lot of things happening before the school year.
Yeah, there are so many kids at camp this year. We were talking earlier. I was at Rotary this morning and volleyball. Coach Beasley and her assistants, they between third grade through 12th grade, they had over 200 girls out for volleyball camp. I told Coach Beasley, I said, that's a testament to you. And I said, you're doing something right. So, but yeah, over 200 kids out for volleyball. That's amazing.
It certainly is. Haven't seen those numbers in a while, have we?
No, that's just mind blowing.
All right. Well, guys, don't be strangers so long. Come back and see us. I'm sure you'll come back and see us at the start of the school
year.
Yes,
sir. I'll be back.
All righty. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
Dr. Davis and Dr. Orchard for you.